Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean here, and Steve will be there in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Check out our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. And also, we've got our website, stevejonesshow.com. 3 months of shows are always there on the podcast archive page. But once we finish the live shows on WKOK, you can get access and listen to them anytime, anywhere while you're on the go with your tablet and smartphone. Subscribe to the Steve Jones Show podcast on iTunes, your Apple Podcast app, or Google Play. Just type in Steve Jones Show and subscribe that way. If you happen to listen to us through Apple Podcast app or iTunes, don't hesitate to leave us a review. You can also email the show anytime, stevejones@wkok.com. With you live till 5, then our late-day news roundup. Matt Cotrillo back in this afternoon. Get you up to date. And then tonight we'll get back to Fenway for more Phillies baseball here on WKOK as the Titans finish off the two-game series with the Boston Red Sox. That'll be a 7:10 first pitch tonight. And we'll be on 6:35 here on WKOK. Aaron Nola, great performance on the mound last night. 8 innings, only giving up 4 hits, but unfortunately, Philly's bats kind of quiet last night and losing in 13 innings.
That was a great game.
It was a great game. I was close to texting you to see if you were dialed in at about the 12th inning. I figured you watched the whole thing like I did.
I had a game last night. So I picked it up on the radio in the 9th inning, driving home. And then I watched all of the 10th, 11th, and 12th on TV.
Kudos to the Spikes and the field crew for the great job they did. Well, you weren't really all that optimistic they were going to even play that game last night.
Game started on time.
How about that?
Wasn't a drop of rain during the game. First of all, I thought the bullpens for each team were great last night. They really were. The bullpens for both teams were terrific.
Yeah, but I get queasy every time they call in Tommy Hunter. I'm just waiting for a gaffe to happen. But he's been pretty good. The last 2-3 games he's been in, he's pitched very, very well. He's gotten them out of some really tough situations.
Now, Herrera, on the play, and I saw the play. I think I know what happened on the play. The Red Sox went hit and run, which meant, of course, the runner was in motion. And I think Herrera anticipated and came in a few steps because he was going to back up. Well, it turned out that it was hit. And that I think that's where he got caught in no man's land on that play. Now, it's not unusual for Herrera to make a mistake in the outfield, so let's be straight about it, okay? Herrera makes mistakes in the outfield. You want to watch a guy play center field, watch Jackie Bradley play. Now, tonight, I will make an absolute assurance about tonight's game. Jake Arrieta goes tonight for the Phillies. Fine. And we'll see how it goes against that offense. I can guarantee you the Phillies will score tonight. Drew Pomerantz goes tonight. You want to know why the Red Sox went out and said, I think we'll get Eovaldi. I think Eovaldi will help us. Because Pomerantz was an all-star 2 years ago when he was with San Diego and actually pitched very well last year. Since he's come off the disabled list, hasn't been able to get consistent outs. So, for the Red Sox to win tonight against Arrieta, they're going to have to score. Because preventing runs, if the Phillies don't score a lot of runs tonight, I would get worried if I were you. Because, unless Pomerantz has absolute control over all his breaking stuff, they should be able to get some runs tonight.
I think that's just been the frustrating thing. They've only scored 7 runs in the last 4 games. And yesterday, you and Wheels, a good part of your conversation was quite a bit focused on Aaron Nola. Last night, he goes 8 innings, only gives up 1 run, 4 hits. Teams are 50-12 this season when their starting pitcher goes 8 innings plus with that few of runs and that amount of hits. I think that just makes it more frustrating last night.
Now, remember, David Price did the same thing. Okay? So, it was one win, one loss last night. Price did the same thing last night. After that double play, which was weird, Price really settled down. But that was playoff baseball in July. I mean, that's what it was. That's how far the Phillies have come. The Phillies have come so far that now at the end of July, they're playing the Red Sox, and my goodness, that was one of the better games you're going to see in baseball season.
And as we speak live, we got 44 minutes left until the trade deadline hits at 4 p.m. Eastern. The Phillies have made a move. They've struck a deal with the Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to bring in catcher Wilson Ramos, 2-time All-Star catcher, for cash considerations or a player to be named later.
I'd give him the cash. Ramos is good. Ramos is especially good defensively. Now, Knapp caught last night. Knapp catch last night?
Yes, he was in. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think whether he was the DH. You know? Because you're going to have to DH last night. And to the Phillies' credit, they have several guys that can fill the DH role because, and you'd prefer them there.
Oh, why couldn't have a double been the DH last night?
So many complaints from you people.
That's another thing you guys talked about yesterday, you and Wheels. One run games, and that's one you could have easily had right there. That was a tough one. Got to move on, though.
But I agree with Rick Sutcliffe, the manager, can swing one-run games by either a move they make or a move they make that fails. The hit-and-run play that Cora put on last night led to a run. And again, plays like that happen when you put the ball in play. You put the ball in play. Makes all the difference in the world. Hey, by the way, Rowdy Gaines. You didn't tell the suit, did you?
Yes, I did. I said, I got something good for you. And he goes, what? I go, we're going to talk some Olympics this week. He's like, okay. What are you going to talk about? I've got Rowdy Gaines on the show. He's like, all right. He's like, Rowdy. I go, yeah. We're going to get Rowdy up in here.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Allie McHugh.
Yeah.
Now, maybe in 2020, Allie makes the Olympic Games. Her next stop, Allie McHugh's next stop, she's from Penn State, took a gold and a silver. I think her silver, she finished second. I want to say to Katie Ledecky, didn't she? I think. Well, next stop is Tokyo. And who knows, maybe in 2020 she's in Tokyo. I mean, what did the suit think we were going to talk about? Biathlon?
He automatically then, since we were able to strike a contact with NBC Sports, he goes, oh, you need to talk to Lee Diffie. Oh, you need to talk to this guy about some IndyCar and F1. And I was like, we're good. I know we're approaching your favorite month of the year suit, but, you know, which is now less than 24 hours away, but we can,
yeah,
you know.
let me throw these two words out and see how it resonates with him. Veto power. All
yes.
Right.
But, yeah, it's always great catching Rowdy and Dan Hicks on all that great swimming coverage they have on NBC during the Olympics. There's so many different lengths and different.
No, they're great at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they
different types of strokes. I guess that's what you say.
Yeah, but they know how to treat it, though.
Yeah.
In other words, they get out there. Dan Hicks, Gaines breaks it down beautifully. Dan Hicks calls it like a race. He's exciting. See, that's why when you get to baseball, for example, we've talked about this before. You know, one of the issues, I think, with baseball is because there's such distance now between the ball not being in play that you're getting a lot of, and, you know, when I was and back then, and blah, blah, blah. And it's all conversation. Okay? There's nothing exciting about conversation. Now, action combined with announcing the action, that's exciting. But some guys doing this, when there's action, continue the conversation. Like, oh, what are you doing? So, the last night was a 2-1 game, and there's only 3 runs scored. It was a great game. Hey, it was a great game last night. Even though it was 2-1, yeah, the Phillies lost it. But as a baseball game, that was a great game. Some games are great that are 8-7, and some games are great that end up being 2-1. Two teams play again tonight. The good news for the Phillies, Drew Pomerantz pitches tonight for Boston. We've got good news for you. Drew Pomerantz, your offensive savior. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Coming up on tomorrow's show, Ryan Snyder is going to join us tomorrow from Rivals.com on the Lash Bash and Blue White Illustrated. Also tomorrow, Caitlin Kaler from Sports Illustrated on the Eagles Camp tomorrow. Neil Coulong tomorrow on the Steelers Camp. Okay. Thursday, we'll have a couple of interesting guests for you. Rowdy Gaines is going to join us on Friday. We've got that coming up. And then Monday, Phil Steele. Bill Steele's annual is going to join us. It's not bad. Did I miss anybody?
Nope, we're good. I think that's all of them. Well, you know, the Mystic of the East, but that's a given every Friday at 4:35. I mean, that's automatic.
I think you look forward to it more than anybody. I haven't decided yet how I'm going to respond to Jamie's RSVP for Front Street Station. Let me think about it. That's not funny.
No, it's like when you were going to. We.
I was thinking the 21st.
Yes.
yeah, but Roddy Gaines. Now, the reason we got Roddy Gaines on was Allie McHugh of Penn State went to, I want to say Columbus, I think it was, and just had a blowout. I mean, she won a gold, won a silver, and now she... Because I was supposed to interview Allie next week for a feature we're doing. And again, we set this up in June to talk with her. I mean, she's one of those, you want to talk about a student athlete who loves the Penn State experience. Like, she's at football games, she face paints, the whole thing, right? But she's also an outstanding swimmer. Okay, great. And so then she goes out, and now she hits the summer circuit. She shaved 13 seconds off her time, her best, 13. No, some people shave 1.3 seconds off. She shaved 13. Well, now she qualified to go to Tokyo. So we had to delay that. I said to Mark Brumbaugh, I said, excuse me, but I'm trying to do an interview here. I said, tell her to get home. So she goes to Tokyo. Tokyo. Okay. All right. And so we had to delay it again. And so Mark said, gee, you know, you ought to try and get Roddy Gaines on the show. So I mentioned it to you. And, of course, in typical Sean fashion, within 12 hours, Roddy Gaines is on the show. He, of course, mentions it to the suit, and the suit acts as if, well, you know, starts giving us a list of other people that we should have on the show, and I gave him a list of, like, clients we should have on the air.
Now, one of the great performances that one of the great performances that Allie had over the weekend, it was at the they called it the Phillips 66 National Championships. Out in Irvine, California.
She went from Columbus to Irvine.
Yeah. One of the races that she was in, she was able to knock out a top seed, Erica Sullivan. She finished in second in the 400 individual medley.
Right.
Very impressive.
I mean, really impressive. I mean, she's had a great summer, and everybody, you know, everybody tells you she's terrific around campus. They all love her. So, I'm going to do a sit down with her for one of the Roar features on TV, and we'll go from there. In fact, that's how my morning began, was doing a Roar feature. I sat down with Ken Hickman. We're going to do one eventually down the road before the season's out on Levi Lamb. Levi, you know, those of you who donate to the Levi Lamb Fund, you know, which, of course, benefits athletics at Penn State, they may not really know who Levi Lamb happens to be. And the Levi Lamb Fund came up, and, you know, they had donations over the years, but, you know, it was one of the scholarships that was put together. But in 1953, they decided to give it a permanent name. And Levi Lamb, 100 years ago, 2 weeks ago, July the 18th, was killed in World War I. Well, Levi Lamb had spent his first 3 years at Grove City. And back then, you could transfer and, you know, easily. I guess, well, you can do that today now, too, can't you? But he could transfer from school to school, didn't have to sit out. And he transferred to Penn State. And at Penn State, he played football. He was a really good wrestler. I think he only lost twice in wrestling. And he ran track. And he was a beloved figure on campus. He was on the really good 1911-1912 teams at Penn State. So we're doing a feature on that this morning. Well, Allie's one of those features we're doing this year as well.
What a summer she's had. Rowdy Gaines and Audrey Snyder, by the way, on the show Friday, too. How about that? We'll have Audrey on.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, so Wilson Ramos. But, I mean, Sean, he's not going to be able to play for a couple weeks. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Okay, so they got a guy that can't play for 2 weeks. Sean, that's not good.
You know, it was really funny last night listening to the broadcast, and they were talking about how much Gabe Kapler loves Nappy, loves him so much they got Wilson Ramos.
Another name that's been kicked around within the last 24 hours is Andrew McCutchen. I'm trying to see how good of a fit that would be.
Yeah, I've seen that kicked around, but it's not worth giving up a top prospect to get him. I think if you want to give away down-the-line prospects and not a top prospect, yes. But there's something missing with him. And to me, you don't... If you got a list of top 10 prospects, even top 15 prospects, none of them are offered in a trade to get Andrew McCutchen, in my opinion. I think if they could get maybe one more relief pitcher in the last half hour... Now, remember, this isn't over with. Once today is over, this is the day you... the final half hour here, 24, 23 minutes, you can make deals without waivers. After this, then all the deals have to be made once the player clears waivers. So you can still make deals because guys will clear waivers. There is not as much blocking as people think of when it comes to baseball. I think some people think, oh, you know, everybody's blocking all the time. Eh, no, that's not really what's going on. There's not a lot of blocking that goes on anymore. So I think that you still can have reasonable movement in the next half hour here. Let's see if there's... Dodgers agree to acquire Brian Dozier from the Twins. Ooh, that's a big one. Now, Dozier's not hitting worth anything this year. Twins just played the Red Sox, so I know a little bit more about what's going on with the Twins these days. I mean, Dozier still can hit with power, but that's a big acquisition to get Brian Dozier. He'll help the Dodgers out. Now you get Dozier and Machado. I mean, look, the Dodgers understand the landscape, and here's the landscape of the National League. It's the NBA East. They get it. And this is where the Phillies are in great shape. As I was telling Roger and you during the break, we were discussing the Phillies. I said, here's the biggest advantage the Phillies have. A, they're really good. And Roger's exactly right. Roger said, hey, look, a lot of people didn't expect really the Phillies to be in this position on July 31st. They thought they'd be better, but not in first place, especially with Washington in the division. Okay? Well, they're in a great spot. Wow. Now they're having to make moves where maybe they didn't expect to make moves. Agreed. But here is something that for the Phillies, which is one of their biggest advantages, the pursuers aren't pursuing. I mean, they've got room to operate because the pursuers are not winning at all behind them. And sometimes that's forgotten. It's like, okay, well, you know, we didn't score a lot of runs against Cincinnati, and we struggled with that. And, you know, and of course, the Red Sox, you know, they pitched well last night with... With Price, I mean, even Joe Kelly didn't give up a run. but it's not as if they're getting heat from the people in back of them. It's not like the Nationals are charging. In fact, it's at the point where some people thought the Nationals might trade a couple of guys today. And the Nationals have not made any deals today. Okay, I don't mean to improve the club. I mean trading veterans away. And finally, the Nationals put out a statement and said, we're not trading any of our relievers. Now, in another 2 weeks, if they continue to not go anywhere, do the Nationals then start putting some people on waivers? And then it goes from there. But the Dozier trade, that's a big trade. That's a big pickup for the Dodgers. The Dodgers get the landscape. And the landscape is simple. The National League is wide, wide open. Phillies, Cubs, Dodgers, D-backs, Braves, Brewers. It's wide open. Now, the American League is wide open, but it's wide open in this regard. Will it be the Red Sox, the Indians, the Yankees, the Astros, and possibly the Mariners? The Mariners are going to get a big pickup in August. August 15th, they get Robinson Cano back. Now, Cano cannot play in the playoffs, but Cano can play the rest of the regular season. They'll probably play him at first base. So they get Wilson Ramos. Now, how long is Ramos out now? Another 10 days? Does that sound right?
10 days, 2 weeks, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So much for that thought of immediate help.
So Tampa Bay struck a deal with the Phillies. They're also...
Yeah, but Tampa Bay also got Tommy Pham today from the Cardinals.
And they also struck a deal with the Pirates. It's like Chris Archer is going to the Pirates. Three players could be going to Tampa Bay. They're trading Archer to the Buccos for Tyler Glass now, Austin Meadows, and a possible third piece in that deal. Your boy, Austin Meadows.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know I'm not a big, you know, with all due respect, obviously he's good enough to be in the major leagues, but I'd never once thought he was going to be a star. They're trading... Chris Archer. Was it Meadows, Gladstone? Who's the other one?
Third piece that they haven't announced yet.
Marte? No, I'm just kidding. you want Corey Dickerson back? Dickerson's on the DL right now. All right, so... Dozier got traded to the Dodgers. All right. Let's see. I'll tell you, here's another one. Kevin Gausman's available, too. Okay, Kevin Gausman is available from the Baltimore Orioles. Don't expect Bryce Harper to be moved. The Pirates did get Keon Keela from the Texas Rangers for a lower-tier prospect. And I can assure you, I've seen the lower-tier prospects. And the Red Sox felt they had to do something at second base. Right? Now, you want to talk about getting an impact veteran that's going to make your club better? The Red Sox get Ian Kinsler today. Guess what? That's a little bit better than Chris Archer. Because it's really odd what Tampa Bay's done. Tommy Pham was a strange move. I said, okay, wait a minute. I thought they were selling people off. Why are they getting Tommy Pham? But they did. Then they traded Archer. This is after they traded Nathan Eovaldi. Boy, they really gave up on... Boy, did they give up on Austin Meadows. They gave up on him as fast as I did. Here's what Archer's done this year. Now, you know Archer has the ability to be really good, okay? But he's 3-5 this year with a 4.31 ERA. Okay. Boy, that's a... The Pittsburgh Pirates surprise everybody and they buy. And I'll be frank with you. Glasnow was here, you know. So Tyler actually started here. Tyler Glasnow's problem is quite simple. Tyler Glasnow throws 97 to 99. Now let's go back to the conversation Chris Wheeler and I had yesterday. Major league hitters can hit 95 to 103 if it's straight. That's how good major league hitters are. If you throw the pitch straight, they can hit it. That's why movement is so important. And Tyler Glasnow does not have a lot of movement on his fastball, but he can throw hard. He can throw really hard. The problem he has is it doesn't always have any movement on it. Meadows, remember, was hitting 400 plus at one point. Well, he's hitting 292 now. Okay, you don't go from 400 plus to 292 unless you're not hitting. It wasn't like he raised his average to 292. He fell to 292. And then Wilson Ramos goes to the Phillies. All right. Having a quality catcher that can blunt anybody's running game helps a lot. Ramos does that. One of the keys in watching, did Knapp catcher, was he the DH last night? He was the catcher, right?
Yeah, he caught.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what happened in the 13th inning last night? Not only did Nunez steal, Nunez, okay, was safe by a mile. I wonder if the Phillies looked at that and said, okay, we need to be better back there. I've got to wonder if that's what happened. Now, when Brock stole third, he stole that off the pitcher after his double. He had a double in what, the 11th inning maybe? 10th, 11th inning? Right? Remember, he stole third. That was totally off the pitcher. Completely. He wasn't paying attention to him. Right? But when Nunez stole, remember, they threw over to first a couple times, so they were anticipating either a bunt or a steal. And guess what? Nunez stole, and now part of that's off the pitcher, but the play at second wasn't even close. I've got to wonder if that played into their thought process of, we need to be better defensively behind the plate. And I like Knapp a lot. By the way, the suit weighed in. He says he'd rather have McCutchen. Okay, this is not the company softball game, okay? So, stop laughing. So the report you saw is it's Meadows and Glasnow?
Yes, and there's going to be a third player possibly involved. Quote-unquote third piece.
It'll probably be Will Craig or something like that, the guy from Wake Forest. Ziegler got traded. Let me see here. Ziegler got traded to Arizona. Now, he's the guy I would have looked at if I were the Phillies. If I were the Phillies, I would have looked at him. So the Phillies picked up left-handed pitcher Aaron Loop. All right. So they got him. They got Wilson Ramos. Let's see.
You'd hope to get a better reliever, but they, in this entire process, they haven't given up prospects. I think that's a key.
I don't know what they gave up for Ramos. It's cash or a future player, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So that's fine. I'd just make a run over to PNC right now and get it done. Now, they get Aaron Loop from Toronto, 30-year-old reliever.
If I got my information correct, I believe Ramos' contract is done at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Then he'd be a free agent.
Right. Well, they got Loop. Now, Loop has been no better than Ogden. Loop's had better years, but most of Loop's really good years were early in his career. In 12, 13, and 14, he was 264, 247, 315. Now, last year, he actually had an ERA last year of 3.75. It was good. This year, his ERA, he's pitched in 50 games this year, 4.54, but it does give them another left-hander in the bullpen. So the Phillies got Aaron Loop. Okay. And so he will come in here and give the Phillies a little bit more from the left side. And Loop is a guy, for example, never pitched here. He never pitched against State College, so I've never seen him. You know, a lot of these guys I've seen before, but not him. And that is so that's one of the pickups they just got. They got Loop. It doesn't say they got Loop 4, okay? Wilson Ramos, who of course is still out, again, he's going to give them something better behind the plate defensively than what they have. And by the way, if you're wondering what his injury is, he has a hamstring injury. Okay. And you're talking about a guy that is just he's 30 years of age, and you're right, his contract's up at the end of the year. And Ramos, sitting 297 this year. It's not like with 14 home runs. He's had a career high of 22 at one point when he was with the Nationals.
I may be off on the pronunciation, but it was part of the Loop deal with Toronto. It's in exchange for Jacob. Is it Wagspack?
Yes.
Right-handed pitcher, Wagspack.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't lose anything. You're all right. So that's where they are with this.
I guess if there's one knock on... if there's one knock on Aaron Loop, it'd be what? Only good with what? Left-handed? Good against left-handed pitching?
Yeah, he's a left-handed specialist. He's a left-handed specialist.
Roger from Sealands Grove.
First time.
Yeah, he's a left-handed specialist.
Studying Aaron Loop furiously the past 15 minutes. Yes. Three out of the 4 months this season, opponents have hit 300 or better. Righties hit 300 or better last year. They've hidden 300 or better this year. And for the silver lining, this year even lefties are hitting 299 off him. Last
year, under 300,
275 off him. So when you've used Adam Morgan two or three days in a row, and Austin Davis, I guess you have Aaron Loop to come in and face that situational lefty.
They didn't give up a lot to get him, so that's the key. So here are the deals that have been made in the last 2 days. All right, we'll just take them one by one here. Aaron Loop, left-handed pitcher. And again, you know, I look at the positive, Roger. There was that 1 year where they hit 299, so they hit under 300 against him. That's good. Jacob Wagspack is what they give up in the deal. Right-handed pitcher in the system. Let's see. The Cubs got Brandon Kinsler, okay, from the Nationals for John Romero. Wilson Ramos for a player to be named later or cash considerations. Arizona got Brad Ziegler from the Marlins for Tommy Evald. Okay, Leonis Martin and Kyle Doughty go to the Indians for Will Castro, a shortstop. Tommy Pham and international bonus pool money go to the Rays. The Cardinals get Genesis Cabrera, Justin Williams, and Raul Ramirez. Keon Keela goes to the Pirates. The Pirates give up Taylor Hearn and a player to be named later. The Red Sox get Ian Kinsler and cash consideration. The Angels get Tyre Buttrey and Williams Gerez. As a Red Sox fan, oh my goodness, what did they give up? Nothing. Move on. The Braves get Adam Duvall. The Reds get Lucas Sims, Matt Weisler, and Preston Tucker. The Yankees get Lance Lynn and cash considerations. The Twins get Luis Rio and first baseman outfielder Tyler Austin. The Yankees send Adam Warren to the Mariners. The Yankees get international bonus pool money. If I'm Warren, how do I feel about that? That's what I'm worth? Okay. Roberto Osuna goes to the Astros. The Blue Jays get Ken Giles, Hector Perez, and David Paulino. Zach Duke goes to the Mariners. The Twins give up Chase DeYoung and Ryan. The Twins acquire Chase DeYoung and Ryan Costello. And then Brian Dozier was sent to the Dodgers today by the Twins. No word yet on what that move is, and then Chris Archer goes to the Pirates. So those are all the moves, and the Pirates, evidently, that Chris Archer trade is Austin Meadows and Tyler Glasnow. Okay? That is interesting. And do you know why I think that's interesting? Because the trade that Neil Huntington made as to who he gave up for Chris Archer matches up with the evaluation I've given you for years of both those players, right? Pirate fans are like, what? And I'm sitting there like, so what? All right. 4 minutes to go before the trade deadline. 4 minutes to go. Andrew McCutchen's still a Giant. Bryce Harper is still a Washington National. And Sean is still in the studio. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.